Sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt es erwin, Perik Vav, Mishnah Aleph. Hadar, someone lives im ha'ovid kechavim b'chatzar, together with an idol worshipper in the courtyard. Oyim mishe'en avoyde be'erev. Or, who's his neighbor in this courtyard? Someone who he doesn't believe. In a ruvi chatzeris. Who's this person? The Batanura says, a kuti. Who are the kutim? Well, when Sancherev Melech Ashir came to Eretz Yisrael, actually, whenever he invaded a country, he had this minig. He would make all the people of the country leave and go to a different country. He would take the people from the different country and put them in the first country. By doing so, he took full control. No one ever said, oh, we want our country back, because people were so confused, but this is not my country, but I was moved. That was his way of doing things, and he's the one that sent away the Aseres HaShvatim from Eretz Yisrael. And if it weren't for the great nest that happened to Chizkiyahu Melech Yehuda, that the Malachim came down to say Shira and wiped out his soldiers because they couldn't take it the night of Pesach, then he would have done it to Yerushalayim as well. Now, he sent out the Aseres HaShvatim, but he brought in the Kutim. And the Kutim officially were Megayah themselves. But eventually it became clear they were only Megayah themselves because they were scared of lions that attacked them. They weren't really sincere about their mitzvahs, and many of the mitzvahs they did not accept upon themselves. So a kuti would be an example of someone who's not moida in a ruvi chatzeres. The din is, if you live with an ovid kechavim or a kuti in a courtyard, hareza oisir alav, he's going to aser on him. That means that the Yisrael will not be able to carry from his house to the courtyard. And making an eruv chatzeres would not help. And remember we learned in one of the earlier Mishnayos that there's something called bittul rishus, that if someone's not part of the eruv, he can say, you know what, I relinquish my control over the rishus, I don't want to aser you. Won't work over here either. The only thing he can do is rent the rights from the eved kechavim or the kuti in the courtyard. So again, Hadar of someone lives in Ovid Kechavim with an Ovid Kechavim b'chatzar in the courtyard. Or Yemisha Einam Leide be'erev, or with someone who doesn't accept the laws of Erev, Hareza Yisrael, if he's going to answer on him. This person won't be able to carry from his house to the courtyard. Now, you remember, of course, what we learned, that in every situation where you have more than one person living in a courtyard, even though they're on the chitzais, which make it physically a Rishus Yachid, you have to do an Eruv HaChatzeres before Shabbos, which means they have to own food jointly. You have to make an Erev. But here, the Erev won't work. The only Eitza is to rent the Rishus. Divya Rav Meir, Zeyalt Rav Meir. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, remember, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says, Le'olam Eina Oyser, no, the Ovid Kechavim or the Kuti is not going to aser on the Yisrael, Achiu Shnei Yisraelim Oysrin Zelzeh. Unless you have two Yisraelim living over here in the courtyard, and the Ovid Kechavim, or the Kuti, is the third person living in this courtyard. Then we say, the Eruv HaChatzeres is not going to help between these two Yidden, they're going to have to rent the Rishus from the Ovid Kechavim. Now the Batanura explains as follows. Whether we're going according to the Tanakhama, who is Rav Meir, or according to Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, the MS, they hold diras ovid kechavim lav shema dir. The fact that the ovid kechavim, the idol worshipper, lives here, that doesn't count as a dir. And the emes, it doesn't answer at all. Wait a second. So are you telling me now that whether Reb Meir or Reb Eliezer ben Yaakov, they really hold that the fact that the ovid kechavim is there doesn't answer at all, meaning to say you don't even need an eruv chatzeres? So what's the problem? Problem is, the Chazal don't want the Yisrael living with the Ovid Kechavim. He shouldn't learn from his actions. Now, really, the Ovid Kechavim in that time, at any moment, they were chashed ashrichas damim. They could chas v'shalom kill the Yisrael. And it's also for the Yisrael to be alone with him. Rav Meir says, you know how it is? There's always someone who thinks he's smarter. Nah, I'm going to live with the Ovid Kechavim. Don't worry, I'm not scared of him. Chazal didn't want that. So Memela, the Rabbanim said like this. We're going to make a takana that you need an Erev. And that the Erev is not going to help. Even if the Yavik Yechavim says, nah, the whole chatzar is yours. It doesn't help. Bittul Rishus doesn't help. You have to rent it from him. You have to knock on his door and say, here, I want to rent the area from you. And the Akim is going to hear this. He's going to say, you want to give me money? You want to rent the area? What are you up to? He's up to some type of kishuv over here. He wants to control the area. Chazalu, that's how they used to think. Therefore, he's not going to do it. He's not going to be maskim. So what's going to happen? The Yisrael says, I can't live over here. I'm not going to be able to carry from my house into the courtyard on Shabbos. I have to rent the Rishos from the Akim, and the Yavik Chacham is not going to rent me the Rishos. So therefore, what do we accomplish? That the Yisrael won't live there, and he won't learn from his actions. That's the whole point over here, as a Haltred Meir. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says, you really think that Yisrael is going to take a chance and live alone with an Yavik Chavim? That we have to suspect him of Shvichas Damim? No. Two Yisraelim, they're going to think, okay, between the two of us, you know, two against one, we're not so worried. But one on one, he's not going to take a chance. So it's not Shchiach that one Yisrael should be together in the courtyard together with an Eved Kechavim. And therefore, Chazal did not make a Gzeirah. Chazal don't make Gzeirahs in an area where it's not Shchiach, as they helped Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. Memela, if there are two Yisraelim who live here, yes, then we say, you got to rent the Rishos from him, because here we're taka worried they're going to be there, and we don't want them together with the Eved Kechavim. But one-on-one, it's so not Shchiach that Chazal didn't make a Gzera for that. And the Allah is like Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. The Matnur also explains to us that you can rent from the Eved Kechavim for even less than a Shabbat Pruta. And even on Shabbos. It's just that it's a special takana, you have to officially rent the Rishus from him. Furthermore, says the Matnur, even though an Eved Kechavim can't just say, well, I relinquish my control over the Rishus, you have to rent it from him. A Yisrael, let's say you have a Yisrael over here who wasn't part of the Yeruvi Chatzeres, as we already learned earlier, he could say, even on Shabbos, okay, I don't want to stop you people from carrying, and I'm living here, and I'm not part of the Erev, you can't carry. You know what? I'm the Vatel my Rishus. He can say to his friends, listen, my Rishus becomes bottled to you. What's going to happen is, for him, it's going to be usser to carry in the courtyard, but his friends, they can. Now, if you want, they can do a kind of a, it's not a real trick, but they can do this little bit of an eighth that looks like a trick. After his friends finish moving what they have to do, they can say, okay, now we relinquish our control in the Rishus. It's officially, we don't own it, it's all yours. And now his friend will be able to carry. So each one can get a chance to carry what they have to. So again, quickly chazering over what we learned in our Mishnah. We learned that if someone lives alone with an Oved Kechavim in a courtyard, or with someone who is not Moida Be'erev, that person assers on him. Even an Aruv HaChatzeres won't help unless he rents the Rishos from him, as I helped Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says that, no, it's only a problem if you have two Yisraelim plus this person. The Batnura explained, B'emes, the deer of the Oved Kechavim is not considered a deer. It's not a problem at all. As far as Hilchus Erev is concerned, you wouldn't even need an Eruv Chatzeres. However, Chazal didn't want the Yisrael living over here with the Yavid Kechavim. He shouldn't learn from his actions. Reb Meir holds that even though the Yavid Kechavim could chas v'shalom kill, that's how it was in those days. But you're still going to have a Yisrael that's going to say, nah, I'm not supposed to be alone with him, but I'm not scared of him. And therefore, we wanted to make sure that it doesn't happen. So we're going to set up the halachas in such a way that's not kedai to live alone with an Eved Kechavim, because I won't be able to carry. I have to rent the Rishus. Maybe he's not going to want to rent the Rishus. He's going to think the Yid is up to some type of kishuv. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says, no, that's not shliach. No Yisrael is going to take a chance. Two Yisraelim, they may take a chance. So it's for them that we made this special takana. And the Batanura reminded us, although the Eved Kechavim cannot be mevatel as Rishos, a Yid who isn't part of the Erev could say, listen, I don't want to stop everyone here from carrying. I relinquish my control in this Rishos as if it's I'm not here. He won't be able to carry, and then they can turn around and the other ones can do it. So each one gets a chance to carry what they have to carry. And you can do this. You have this Eitz of being mevatel Rishos even on Shabbos.